Ensnared by J.S. Scott. Performed by Elizabeth Powers. Just a few more minutes, Miss Sinclair, the secretary informed me as she hung up the phone. Mr. Stone is running somewhat behind today. Somewhat behind? I'd been waiting for close to an hour. I'd pretty much read every magazine in the waiting room from cover to cover, even the articles I wouldn't normally bother to read. Did women really want to know how to attract a man, or how to get the attention of one of them who didn't want to be with her? Pretty weird articles, really. Or was I the one who didn't really understand? Judging by my not-so-exciting dating life, maybe I should have paid more attention to all those women's magazines. I didn't exactly have men beating down my door to go out with me. But then, it had always been that way. Can I have a dating slump when I never really had an incredible dating life in the first place? Because of work and school, I hadn't been able to try out a lot of different guys. And to be honest, they hadn't wanted to date me either. I'd made one major mistake in college. I had to either blame that one on complete exhaustion and stress, or admit to myself that I'd let somebody use me for 2 years. I preferred the former excuse. I don't really want to attract a guy who doesn't notice me the first time he meets me. Wasn't there supposed to be some kind of spark? Some unknown recognition that somebody was my soulmate? And wouldn't they realize it too? I certainly hope so. Otherwise, I'm waiting for something that's never going to happen. Unfortunately, thanks to the score of women's magazines in the room, I now knew how to get a man who didn't want me, and what the moon and stars had in mind for my future mate, according to the horoscopes. Maybe the article about improving my orgasms would have been useful if I had any, but I could have skipped the piece on giving a guy a better blowjob. Not exactly something I'd normally peruse, but I'd had an hour to kill. And after I'd read the interesting stuff like National Geographic, I'd still had time on my hands. So I'd pushed my way through the women's magazines, too. I was pretty sure I wasn't better off because I was now armed with the wisdom on how to deal with a commitment-phobic male. And I was getting restless,